hell's going on with soccer? I'm sorry, Adam Silver. I hate to tell you, LeBron James, but the NBA can no longer be considered the wokest sport in the world. That honor now belongs to the sport of soccer. FIFA and government officials are doing their damnedest to ruin the game. You can't have a soccer match now without some type of controversy that has nothing to do with the game on the field, or the pitch, as they like to call it. Last week, we had the British media over-exaggerate claims of racism in England's game against Hungary. The MLS All-Star Game was mired in controversy because the crowd was chanting Puta, a chant that has been going on for 20 years. It is a tradition in Mexico. Can't do that anymore. All of a sudden, the word Puta is offensive. Then yesterday, in Sao Paulo, Brazil, World Cup qualifying match between Brazil and Argentina. I shouldn't call it a match. It was more like a fiasco, a complete debacle. Another example of how wokeism destroys everything it touches. Everyone was looking forward to and expecting a competitive game between Brazil and Argentina yesterday. Fans were in attendance, coaches and players, they were on the field or the pitch. The game was airing on global television. Everybody was ready. They even kicked off. The damn game started. Everyone was ready, except, of course, Brazilian health authorities. 5 minutes into the match, Brazilian health officials, they rush onto the field, trying to remove four players from Argentina. And they weren't trying to just remove them from the field. They wanted to deport them from the country. Check out this clip.
Hours before the game, it became common knowledge that the Brazilian public health authorities were trying to deport four of the Argentine squad, those players who had travelled from the United Kingdom. They're based with Premier League clubs. They say they weren't complying with Brazilian health regulations regarding the COVID pandemic. Brazil, without nine players themselves who were prevented from travelling to South America by their clubs, but four players, Emiliano Martinez and Emiliano Buendia, who isn't involved tonight, from Aston Villa, and Giovanni Lo Celso and Christian Romero, who both play for Tottenham, were permitted to travel. And the Brazilian authorities said that they should be deported because they hadn't complied with regulations. Now, travel for elite sports people within South America is permitted. Travel for players who have come from outside South America is not permitted. The rules state that there should be 14 days quarantine for those four players based in the UK. Now, it does look as though the referee and the players...
This is insanity. First of all, why did they wait until after the game started to do this? You mean to tell me they couldn't stop these four players at the airport? Or they couldn't stop them on their way into the stadium? No, they had to wait until after the match started and make a big scene out of this on a global stage. Second, the reason Brazilian authorities stopped this match, they said these four players caused a serious health risk. Now, you may be wondering, what health risk is that, KC? Did they have malaria? Were they carriers of the bubonic plague? Perhaps they had AIDS. Maybe they had the COVID. That has to be it, right? They tested positive for the COVID. No. Authorities in Brazil considered these guys a health risk because they didn't follow COVID protocols properly. Protocols. What the hell's going on here? All of this happened over meaningless protocols? Most countries like to prohibit people from entering if they're coming from known terrorist countries. For example, say you live or you're coming from Iran. A lot of countries in the world won't allow you to enter. Afghanistan would be another example. But in Brazil, if you're coming to Brazil from the United Kingdom, South Africa, Northern Ireland, and India, you know, real dangerous countries. You must quarantine for 14 days upon arrival. Obviously, this can be a real problem if you are a professional soccer player. Not only do these guys play for their national teams, they also play professionally for other teams. Emiliano Martinez, one of the problem players for Argentina, he plays for Aston Villa, who just had a game August 28th. You see the logistical problem here? That was, what, 8-9 days ago? Kind of hard to quarantine for 14 days when you don't have 14 days available to quarantine. They didn't arrive in Brazil until September 3rd. They claimed to have followed all health protocols concerning the COVID. What makes this worse, Argentina's claiming they didn't know about the 14-day quarantine until health officials told them on the field. The Brazilian government, of course, they're denying this. They're claiming that players lied and said that they hadn't been to any of these four banned countries. Their flight actually came from Venezuela. Let's assume for a second that that's the case. You mean to tell me, in the 3 days Argentina had been in Brazil, no one in the Brazilian government checked on any of this before the game Sunday? Martinez played in the damn game against Brentford on August 28th on television. The game was played in England. I don't watch soccer. You know how long it took me to figure that out? One Google search, less than 5 minutes. If you're going to enforce these ridiculous COVID protocols, couldn't you have at least done your due diligence and enforced it before the game started? This is the height of absurdity. And credit to some of the players and the manager of Argentina for being willing to call out this stupidity. Many times athletes will just bow the knee to this kind of woke garbage. That's not the case here. Players and coaches were pissed. The manager from Argentina, he blasted health officials after this fiasco went down, and rightfully so. This is an embarrassment for FIFA and the sport of soccer. This is another stain on the reputation of FIFA, who has really went overboard with the wokeness lately, punishing teams for fans shouting racial slurs by making the home team play games in empty stadiums. Now, they are tolerating this overreach by the Brazilian government. Brazil's a sovereign country. They can do whatever the hell they want. If they want to enforce ridiculous COVID protocols, fine, whatever. That's between their citizens and the government. But that doesn't mean FIFA has to hold World Cup qualifiers in the country. Play the game somewhere else. Play the game in a country that operates with common sense, which I know is increasingly harder to find in 2021. But you knew this was going to be a logistical problem when you scheduled this game. You cannot tell me no one at FIFA knew about this 14-day quarantine. You can't tell me they didn't know these players also play professionally. You also can't tell me this entire situation couldn't have been handled before the game. They could have handled this differently. Players and coaches on Argentina had been in the stadium for an hour before the game started. They couldn't have pulled these four players then. Instead, they rush onto the field on global television, turn it into a big show of how seriously Brazil's taken the COVID. This is about the safety of our citizens. We can't have people from England bringing this deadly virus over here. Like I said, credit goes to the manager or coach, whatever the hell they call him in soccer. Credit to him for not throwing these four players under the bus after the game. He actually came to their defense and blasted Brazil instead, and he should have blasted FIFA for good measure. This overreaction to COVID, it needs to stop. I'm assuming these players were tested before the game Sunday. I could not find any reports of them testing positive. And believe me, if they had tested positive, it would have been released. It would have been reported. So with that being the case, what the hell was the problem here? What was the problem? This should not have happened. Let me know what you think. Give me your thoughts on the Brazilian government stopping this game during the game over COVID protocols. Sound off in the comments below. Make sure to like and subscribe. Click the notification bell to receive all notifications from the channel. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_btl84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.